Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis, ecstatic to be with you for yet another episode of The Savage Truth. And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to tell the truth, even if it kills us. Super excited to be with you. If you are joining the channel, if you're new to the channel, welcome. I'm ecstatic to have you here. Thank you so much for making the decision and moving on action, right? To join me, join in on the conversation. I absolutely welcome you. Please continue to do so. Join me for the next episode and bring somebody else with you. Tell someone about the show. The more, the merrier. I absolutely love having you. For those of you who are the ride or dies, those of you who are consistently tuning in, joining in on the conversation, thank you so very much for your continued support. I could not do this without you. I am so very grateful and appreciative. Now, I have an ask. Now, those of you who are ride or dies, you already know it. But for the new people, I have an ask, and it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into what I talked about, the truth. Today, we are going to talk about how Los Angeles just became the latest example of what happens when Democrat leadership surrenders our cities to violent anti-American mobs. And folks like you, I am fed up. Let's watch this video.
They spit, we hit. And I told them, nobody's gonna spit on our police officers. Nobody's gonna spit on our military.
The mayor of Los Angeles is condemning U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to send National Guard troops to her city.
It is just not appropriate for there to be violence, and I don't want people to fall into the chaos that I believe is being created by the administration completely unnecessarily.
More than 300 National Guard troops moved into LA Sunday. Unrest in the city turned violent as it spills into a fourth day. Demonstrators began burning cars as protesters spilled onto the highway. People could be seen throwing bottles and chunks of concrete towards police. The protests began in response to ongoing immigration raids where federal agents arrested about 150 migrants around LA.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial grade fireworks at our officers. That can kill you. And we have adapted our tactics to be able to have a chance to be able to take these people into custody and to be able to hold them accountable.
Okay, now savages, I have to tell you, what just happened in Los Angeles, what is happening right now currently in Los Angeles is an absolute disgrace, okay, to say the least. We just witnessed yet another example of Democrat leadership surrendering our cities to radical, lawless mobs. Over 1,000 rioters, not peaceful protesters, okay, these were rioters, these are looters, these are people who are putting graffiti on buildings, they are taking blocks and hammers and mallets and chipping away the concrete and dropping large boulders and bricks of cement on top of cars, on top of buildings. They're smashing out windows. Okay, so these are rioters. These are not peaceful protesters. Let's be absolutely clear. Let's tell the savage truth right there. Okay, surrounded a federal ICE building, assaulted federal officers, slashed tires, and vandalized taxpayer-funded property. And what did the LA Police Department do? It took them over 2 hours to respond. Now, that to you should sound very, very familiar. Now, I, for one, live in Minneapolis, for you new people who don't know, okay? This is George Floyd zone, okay? So I know all about poor leadership. I know all about lack of response. I know all about holding the police department back and disallowing them to actually do their job and respond in an emergency. 2 hours. Think about that. In what world do we allow thugs to terrorize federal law enforcement while city leaders sit on their hands and watch it happen? Well, this world, okay? And certainly the world of 4 years ago. And of course, in classic Democrat fashion, who do they blame for the violence? Well, you can guess it. President Donald Trump. Yes, somehow the left thinks that mobs in ski masks throwing fireworks and trying to murder police officers is Trump's fault. Somehow it's his fault. The same leadership calling violent riots peaceful protests. We're hearing that all again. Okay. While officers are being hospitalized. This is the very same leadership that treats ICE, men and women risking their lives to enforce the law, like they're the enemy. Now, if you ask me, the enemy is the spineless leadership that has left this kind of lawlessness fester for years in California and other blue cities. We see this through and through. It's so very consistent in blue cities all across this country. Now, let me tell you what the media won't. Okay. This riot wasn't some isolated scuffle. By the end of the weekend, law enforcement officers were injured. They were attacked with projectiles and targeted with fireworks. The LAPD finally announced 50 arrests with charges like attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon on an officer. Yes, you heard that right. Okay, attempted murder. This is the length at which they're willing to go. This is to the extreme to which these people are actually willing to go. This is not activism, folks. Don't make that mistake. This is not activism. This is domestic terrorism. Okay. And while five LAPD officers and even five LAPD horses were injured, okay, so they're out there hurting the animals, the left still wants to gaslight the country with the word peaceful. Okay, and I'm fed up with it, and I'm sure you are too. Now, here's the hard truth. Here's the savage truth. This is what happens when Democrat leaders demonize police, refuse to prosecute rioters, and kneel before the mob. We cannot have a civilized society if we let this stand. Now, I applaud the DHS for calling out what happened, but it should have never happened or been allowed to escalate in the first place. Law and order is not optional. It's the foundation of America. It's the foundation of a safe, civilized society. And if Democrats won't defend it, then it's up to us to take back our cities, take back our states, and hold these weak, cowardly leaders accountable. Keep that in mind when it's time for midterms. Every single one of them, we need to hold them accountable. Now, we do have some action from our president because that's what he does so well. He acts. He deployed the Marines. President Donald Trump is done, D-O-N-E, done playing games with these lawless thugs tearing apart L.A. And frankly, so am I. And you know what? We have listeners. We have viewers who live in L.A. I'm sure you are just sick of it. While Democrat leadership cowers and lets these mobs run wild, Trump is stepping in with U.S. Marshals ready to deploy. He flat out called out California Governor Gavin Newsom for his pathetic handling of the riots, telling him point blank, he's done a bad job causing a lot of death and potential death. And Newsom, of course, he didn't even answer the first call. Trump had to chase him down for a 16-minute conversation to tell him what every sane American is thinking. Okay, get your ass in gear and step up and stop these riots. That's what leadership looks like, folks. Something sorely missing in California right now. But let's be clear. Let's be very clear. If Trump hadn't stepped in with the National Guard and federal reinforcements, LA would be burning to the ground right now. The president himself said it. Without federal help, okay, LA would have looked like another war zone, worse than the wildfires we've seen rip through that same city. And yet, the media and the left still want to paint these riots as mostly peaceful. My gosh, give me a break. We've got police officers under attack, businesses destroyed, and federal buildings defaced. And all the while, Newsom and his Democrat cronies play political games instead of restoring law and order. And here's the part that should make your blood boil. These are not concerned citizens. They're paid agitators. As Trump rightly said, these are animals. They are animals. They spit in the faces of law enforcement. They assault officers, and they are being paid to cause this destruction. You heard that right. Paid insurrectionists, professional troublemakers, and agitators. And guess what? We've already got some of these very bad people in custody. Thank God. And it's time for America to wake up. This is a coordinated attack on our cities, and we need leaders with the guts to fight back, not bow to the mob. So thank God for President Trump, who isn't afraid to call it what it is and take action. Now, when you talk about agitators, when you talk about bad actors, when you talk about, you know, no count, tone deaf, miserable Democrat leaders, and I have to, of course, bring up Maxine Waters. Now, if you want to see the absolute disgrace of Democrat leadership on full display, just look at Maxine Waters. And in an elected official out there inciting mobs while law enforcement officers are under attack. Rick, play the video.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid who's afraid of you and run? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city.
They were going into homes. They were going into places of work. Would you not be angry?
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid who's afraid of you and run? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did. The governor was not contacted. This is Trump and his outrageous attempt to not only target our sanctuary city, but to frighten us and intimidate us. This is wrong, and I hope that none of you will use those guns to shoot anybody. There's no reason to shoot anybody. Don't allow them to make your service in a service where you're killing people. Don't do it. Defy them. Don't shoot those guns for anything.
Okay, and there you have it. Maxine Waters, what a delight. The queen of chaos herself, once again proving she has zero business holding public office. Now, while Los Angeles was being torn apart by violent anti-ICE rioters, federal officers under siege, property destroyed, lives endangered, okay, what was Maxine doing? What she always does, not condemning the violence. Oh, no. No. She was out there antagonizing the situation as she always is, stirring the pot like the professional agitator that she is. This woman, an elected official, mind you, wasn't calling for peace. She was fanning the flames of anarchy. And it's an absolute disgrace. And this is what we see from her. This is what we've always seen. This is what we've come to expect, unfortunately. But we need to tell the savage truth in this moment. When you have members of Congress effectively encouraging mobs to attack law enforcement, this is not free speech. This is borderline criminal behavior, okay? In my opinion, it's treason. This is the same Maxine Waters who once told crowds to get in their faces and harass Trump supporters. Now, here she is again, adding fuel to the fire while ICE agents and LAPD officers are dodging projectiles and fireworks. And guess what? Five officers and five horses were injured. Now, where is Maxine Waters' apology then? Where's her accountability? Oh, that's right. Accountability is a foreign concept to radical Democrats. It's time we stop letting these dangerous clowns hide behind their congressional titles. Maxine Waters should be censored at the very least. She should be censored, period. At the minimum, she should face normal, formal consequences for repeatedly inciting violence and chaos. If any Republican had dared to behave this way, they'd be expelled by now and smeared 24/7 in the media. But not Maxine. The media treats her like some civil rights hero, right? It's disgusting. Folks, here's the deal. We have to call this stuff what it is. We have to call it what it is, an abuse of office, an abuse of power, and a stain on our country. Okay, she's an absolute national embarrassment. Enough is enough. It's time for Republicans, for sure, and the American electorate to demand action loudly and clearly. Now, we're going to talk about some dirty little not-so-secret stuff here, okay? So the dirty little not-so-secret is this, that Democrats like chaos. They thrive in it. Chaos keeps people afraid. It keeps people divided, and it keeps people dependent on government, exactly where the left wants the American electorate to be. That's why they refuse to condemn the violence and why they tie the hands of law enforcement and why radicals like Maxine Waters pour gasoline on the fire. Order and accountability don't serve their agenda, okay? But mobs in the streets, that is their actual political currency. I've had enough of it. You know what? Let's watch some soldiers coming home.
One thing that's missing from your daughter's big day.
Her father.
This woman has no idea her husband is about to surprise her. Her reaction is genuinely hardcore.
Where's your husband right now?
In Afghanistan.
How long has he been deployed for?
A year.
Over a year. Well, I've never been around a school with so much spirit, and they say sometimes spirit brings miracles. So students, please join me in welcoming home.
Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely. The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.